With over 50 people still missing, grieving families are seeking answers.
I'm working for a man whose daughter's gone missing. She's all I have. Find her. Was she alive?
Last time I saw her.
I've got 48 hours before she's dead.
You're gonna find this guy. You gotta start at the beginning. You better be prepared. Bring everything you got. Because if he catches you, he's gonna make you wish you were dead.
Okay, here's the deal. Back in 2009, I praised the film The Collector for its different take on torture porn, citing a moral dilemma within the main character's psyche. However, everything that made that movie unique and different on the waning side of the genre is gone in the uneven sequel, The Collection. Rather than focusing on a single batch of victims, The Collection sees a group of mercenaries infiltrating the serial killer's lair to save one of the specimens. Had it been released direct-to-video, The Collection might have been excusable. However, the film features such two-dimensional characters and laughable situation that it loses any respect from a horror fan like myself. Bigger but far dumber than its predecessor, The Collection gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.